The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Monday, April 15th. Hey.
Hello.
Midway through the month. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Less than a month to go until the second annual Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale.
Yeah.
Pepper and Dylan $20,000 sound again today. What are we at? $18,700?
I haven't opened my email.
Okay. I'll go ahead and assume that.
That sounds good. We're getting close.
Can I tell you about what could be the strangest, what do I want to say? It wasn't a funeral. It was a celebration of life I had on Saturday.
Yeah, for Bucky.
For Bucky. It's a guy.
Did you go on time?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It was huge. I am glad I went on time because it did start on time. There was speeches. There was a program. There was the whole thing. There were well over 350 people there. I had no idea it was going to be that big.
Just like a funeral, right?
It took over the St. Albert Inn like conference room, and it spilled out into the hallways. Mm-hmm. There were players that I have coached for years, or it's been years since I've coached them. The same with Bucky, who passed away at 70 years old, and he was a forestry firefighter. He has like 100 lives to share that he squeezed into one 70-year period in his life. And it was happy, it was sad. He was a very unique individual, and we all miss him a great deal. What we didn't know about Bucky, many of us, was that Bucky had an identical twin brother.
Oh.
Let me share with you an odd experience when at either a funeral or a celebration of life. When you don't know that the guy you're there for, the person you're there to say goodbye to, has an identical twin sibling.
That would throw you for a loop.
Oh, my God.
That would throw you for a loop. There's no doubt.
He got up on stage. There was a stage. There were speeches. It was a very beautiful afternoon. It was him.
Yeah?
It was like he came back from the dead.
Would have been fun to play a trick on everyone.
Same voice, same mannerisms, same sense of humor.
No.
Clearly looking the exact identical twins. And you're right, Dylan. The entire time, I thought, man, did they, and having the sense of humor that they have, I wouldn't have been surprised.
What a missed opportunity.
Play a prank on everybody there.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been in an experience where you've gone to a funeral or to mourn the passing of somebody with an identical twin and their identical twin is there?
Especially that you wouldn't have known?
Didn't know he had an identical twin brother.
Yeah, that's
walked
crazy.
In, and there were so many people, it was hard to see everybody, right? And so I didn't notice him when I'd walked in. I saw some of his other family members, but, you know, it was his brother. I didn't know he had one. So it wasn't until he got up on the stage and I was kind of sitting, you know, near the back. It was such a big room. And I just heard the voice and I thought, what's going on? It was him. And the choice of words, the way he spoke, the way he just his inflection, just everything was the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like this is identical twin territory, like beyond identical twins. And then looking up on the stage going, oh, my God. But it didn't occur to me until you just said that, Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what would you do?
If you're a fun-loving person.
Oh, you can have so much fun with that.
Really?
Like, you could walk in while all the speeches are going on and go, wait, hold it, everybody. I'm okay.
Oh, that would throw people for a loop.
You know?
Oh, my God. Some people would get mad at that.
Or yeah, very true. You could be in the casket.
Pop out.
And climb out of the casket and be, oh, whew, what a sleep.
Oh, my God.
You could do all sorts of things. And with them, they had like a really kind of fun sense of humor. It wouldn't surprise me. It didn't occur to me, but that would be amazing.
Was there a casket?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, there wasn't. But you could do it for the sake of the joke.
Oh, right, man. Right.
For the sake of the prank and screwing with people.
Yeah, Robbie's right, though. People would be so upset.
Would you be upset?
Well, like
or
the older
would you just
crowd,
laugh
maybe.
At that? How do you not laugh at that? Oh, yeah, you got me.
Because you could wind up giving some old grandma a
heart attack.
Just like, shocking
the hell,
her.
What's going on?
Oh, it would be fun, though.
It would, yeah. Because those, I mean, obviously, his most of his family and probably people really close to him knew he had a twin brother. But we, as you know, part of the football coaching community in St. Albert, didn't know that he had a twin brother. So you'd be screwing with a lot of people while the other people would be in on the joke.
Which would make it fun.
Which would make it even more fun, right?
Well, because once you get to know twins, because two of my best friends are twins.
Right, right.
There's no way they fool me sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
But they grow up trying to fool people. When they're identical twins, it's an advantage that most people don't have.
Yeah.
You have to use it to your advantage as much of your life as you can.
Right.
And what about the ultimate goodbye?
Yeah.
That's your one last chance to use having a twin sibling for something fun. For hijinks.
Yeah, ruin their credit.
Right?
Yeah, one of my best friends, she's a twin. Uh-huh. I'm really good friends with like four sets of twins.
Whoa!
Yeah, there's something in the water out in the county, man. I'm telling you.
Okay.
But they were just telling us this past weekend that's why one of them dyes their hair blonde and one of them stays brunette.
So they can be told apart.
So they can be told apart because in high school, they do, like, they're so similar. They have the same laugh, same voice, everything. And so friends would just come up to them and start picking up conversations where they left off, but the other twin was not the one that they were talking to.
Oh, so they get some good juice.
Instead of correcting people because people would feel so bad, they would just pretend like, yeah, they knew what they were talking about, and then they just text the other one and be like, yeah, so-and-so said that this happened in the class. They would just pick up.
Robbie, your twin friends,
yeah,
could you see them doing something like that? Like a funeral plank?
Yeah, I do, but so many people now know them. And everyone who comes to the funeral, like, they're not coaches. It would only be
all people that know that they're twins.
Yeah, so they would know.
Like, so nobody would fall for it. Yeah. You need to have a specific group of people.
Yeah.
To fall for.
That'd be hard.
And that seems like that would have been, like, the perfect
moment. The perfect moment. Oh, and it didn't occur to me until you said what a great prank that would be.
It would be something.
Because we were all like, are we sure Bucky's dead? Because that guy looks like, you sure? We had no idea he had a twin brother.
So we did learn, though, that a celebration of life is just another name for a funeral.
A celebration of life felt like another name for a funeral. No casket. It was at the hotel. There were a lot of people there. And then there were snacks afterwards. And
what kind of snacks?
There were sandwiches and vegetable trays.
Okay.
And there was a slideshow. By the way, we got to shorten up slideshows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. We just got to shorten up slideshows.
Yeah.
One song. Once the one song ends, that's your slideshow. And it has to end at the end of the song.
Okay.
A slideshow that goes 2.5 or 3.5 songs, whether it's a wedding slideshow, a grad slideshow, any sort of slideshow.
What's the length of song that you can choose, though?
You can do as long a song as you want, but I think because when the song starts to end on a slideshow, you all think that's it for the slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or do you just hope that's it for this?
You know, they don't have access to professional equipment. There's this big quiet pause, and then another song starts.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we're starting the slideshow all over again. I'm here to vote for a one song maximum.
I would like that
on event slideshows.
Yeah.
All right. But there was a slideshow. There were some really, really, really sad speeches. Really fun and beautiful speeches. It was my first experience with a celebration of life, and. His identical twin brother was on stage, which threw everybody off for a little
while. That would be wild.
Yeah.
That would be a wild time.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. You have a nice weekend there, old Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How could you have not had a nice weekend with the way yesterday was?
Yeah,
huh?
It was gorgeous.
Oh.
I was wearing a sweater yesterday, and I was mad the whole day at myself.
Uh-huh. Were you?
Yeah, the whole day. I just kept like, what am I doing?
Oh, in that sun, it was beautiful.
It really was a beautiful day.
12 degrees the high today. It's looking like tomorrow's the big day where we may or may not get snow. It might be wet, it might be sleet, or it might be snow, and it might gather. And so the no snow guarantee runs into its first moment of tension. A week later.
Right.
But that's not till tomorrow. So a gorgeous day today. Robbie, you have a good weekend?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's on tap for today? We've got more tables to give away to the Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale, which is less than a month away.
Of course we do.
Anything with Bachelor Cam, Dylan, or is today a day off with Bachelor
today's
Cam?
Today's a date day for him.
Oh, it's a date day.
Yeah. This is a date day. I believe he got back yesterday, and I believe they're having a date tonight.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Just looking through the forecast right now.
And?
It looks like Thursday is another day of snow concern.
Okay, this is good to know because I, over the weekend, did what you normally do.
What's that?
Which is just looked at the Apple weather.
The Apple weather app?
And the Apple weather app is showing that we've got a week ahead of us of beauty and no snow.
Right.
So I know that you have to go other places. So you've gone and you've done your research.
I've been told that the Weather Network app is the most reliable of all the weather apps.
And what is it looking like?
The Weather Network app is saying tomorrow, it says today we're going to be in ice. Same kind of day as yesterday, up to 12 or 13 degrees. Yeah. But then tomorrow looks like we could get some 40% chance of moisture.
Yes. For Tuesday.
Wait, the alligator's eating 1 centimeter. Does that mean more than 1 centimeter?
This damn alligator.
Tomorrow evening, and it's got snowflakes, but it could be wet snow. Then I'm getting pretty normal day on Wednesday.
Okay.
Then Thursday comes back with another wet snow-looking day. Friday gets better. Weekend, it gets better. By Sunday, by next Sunday, 13 degrees.
And today, you said, like, going to be yesterday, 19?
Today's going to be okay. Well, today's 12 degrees, so a little less, but nice sunshine, yes. So we've got 2 days to really be concerned about here with this no-snow guarantee.
Thursday morning.
Tomorrow,
maybe.
And then we've got Thursday. Those are the big ones. I declared no snow on Monday. Was it Monday last week? Tuesday last week? And ever since, and everybody said right away, dude, you're not looking at the right forecast.
Now,
I wasn't looking at any forecast when I said it. I got swept up in the moment.
Robbie, are you nervous? Because we just had a 19-degree beautiful day. Did it make you feel nervous yesterday at all?
No, because I just know the history of living here. It could, any day could be.
You're convinced, but sometime between now and May.
In May.
We're going to get something. Mm-hmm. So this is the term of these are the terms of the deal this year. If it does snow, like always, I pay punishment. The most ridiculous punishment of all time, by the way, that Dylan is just cackling to himself. My fiance said to me, because she was away in Quebec when you levied the terms of the deal. Mm-hmm. If it snows, I have to get a neck tattoo.
Yes.
She turned to me yesterday and said, are you really going to get a neck tattoo? I said, I've got to get a neck tattoo.
Well, yeah.
She's like, I don't understand your job. And I said, sometimes neither do I, hon. It makes no sense to me. And then she said, why would Robbie have to get a face tattoo? And I tried to explain it.
It's only fair.
And she said, well, then why didn't he just not say anything?
Robbie could have done that.
He could have said nothing.
That's the one thing.
That's how confident I am.
Because if it does snow, I get a neck tattoo. If it doesn't snow, which we're all hoping for,
right.
Robbie gets a face tattoo.
See, I'm not hoping for that.
Right.
Because we need it. We need that snowpack.
Yes, you don't like the forest fires. You don't like the smoky conditions. The more moisture, the better for you.
And
if
everything just dries out and we get just a big rainfall,
right.
The soil seems to just let it all run off.
Right.
Right? So it seems to be better as snow.
It needs to seep. We need more seep.
It seeps in, and it melts slowly.
But you didn't have to say anything, right. Robbie, and just hoped for it quietly. But instead, you were like, yeah, I went in on this. And Dylan said, face tattoo for you, Robbie, because the odds are better if it does snow.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been hard on you lately. Yeah. I feel like I needed to be involved.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you are.
It's only fair.
Face tattoo for Robbie if it doesn't snow. And, of course, we extend this, like, just for argument's sake through to, like, Labor Day. Just, God for... Wait, if we get a freak snowfall in July, still have to get a neck tattoo?
Yeah, that was part of what Robbie was saying.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, we could cut it off summer. If it doesn't...
Like, first day of summer?
First day of summer. Mm-hmm.
Which would be what, July 21st? June 21st. It's up to you. You have the terms of the deal here.
I just think it's silly you do this. You did this even before it was spring. You did this declaration.
I did it last week. I got swept up in the moment. It was a gorgeous week last week. Yeah, I was sure of myself.
If he didn't, he would have done it today from yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. Walking around. A neck tattoo is something you have to consult your loved ones on, too, by the way. You can't just decide you want to get a neck tattoo. You have to talk to the people that are in your life. Be like, hey, are you okay if walking around with somebody with a neck tattoo for the rest of their lives?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the reaction was. It was kind of like, all right.
Well, that's on you for sure.
I think she doesn't think I would get one.
Would she leave you?
Oh, I don't think so.
No? Depending on what it is?
Depending on what it is, why she would leave me or what the tattoo is.
What the tattoo is.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, within reason, yeah. But I don't, God, would she? Dylan?
She shouldn't.
Yeah, you can't leave somebody over a neck tattoo. You can refuse to go outdoors in public with them.
Well, you don't know what the tattoo is going to be of yet. Right?
I get to choose that, correct?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I'm not crazy.
Is there a size ruling on this? A lot of people said just get a little dot. Or like a little snowflake to represent the snow.
A little snowflake would be okay.
Snowflake, yeah.
A
dot.
Freckle, no.
No,
it doesn't
okay.
seem right.
Okay, so it's got to be a certain size.
Yeah. Right.
Something to remain permanent and be visible.
Mm-hmm. I'd say.
Thankfully, it can be on the back of the neck, as Dylan said. He is allowing that. But Robbie, if it's a face tattoo, it can't be on the ear.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
Well, tomorrow's...
I might have to shave my beard and have it underneath the beard.
And then grow the beard.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Right?
Tomorrow's the first day where we find out if this thing already ends with the no snow guarantee.
Oh, my God.
Could be already.
All right. We've got this, so this is a problem.
It's the Debbie Downer text of the day.
Okay. This is from Kublai, who texted him. Tried phoning him. He can't get to the phone, I guess.
Okay.
This is bad news. This is a real Debbie Downer text of the day. Kublai, yeah. I don't know why you had to poop on our day this early here. It's Monday. You don't want to send a message like this. It's going to set the tone for the whole week.
Wow, no.
Dylan, you're not going to like to hear this.
What is it?
It says, don't know how lucky or unlucky you guys were over the weekend, but sad to say, the mosquitoes are back already.
No!
You saw a mosquito already?
How? If we don't get the moisture, we don't have the mosquitoes. That's the whole payoff.
That's why I'm pro no snow.
This is horrendous.
Does anybody else see a mosquito? I had a fly in the house.
Did you?
That first of the year.
Was it the giant one?
Running against the window the whole time.
Full of energy.
All you can do is hear him. What's he doing in the house already in April? Get out of here,
wants
fly.
To get outside.
He's probably born in there. Born inside.
How's it born inside?
A past fly laid an egg in there somewhere.
Where?
Anywhere.
Ew!
Don't you think?
No!
In a plant?
Your ear?
Something rotting?
Don't do that, Robbie.
It's possible.
Did anybody else see mosquitoes this weekend?
I did. I tried to eat
you
me yesterday.
You saw a mosquito? Oh, no. You were swarmed by mosquitoes? It was bad?
Well, it was a singular one, but I still felt very
Robbie,
endangered.
We've got to do our annual visit with the bug guy, Mike Jenkins.
Yes, I forgot to reach out to him. I will.
Okay.
I'm going to send him an email right now.
It's always one of our more interesting conversations when we talk to Mike Jenkins.
Yeah.
Right? He is the city's bug guy. He's in charge of the mosquito control, and he also just knows a lot about bugs. We've learned a lot from him in the past. He may give us a nominee for Fact of the Year this year, right?
Love talking to him.
Okay, so we'll see when that is. Oh, my God. We're already on lookout for mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We never followed up on why on Friday, when I passed Robbie in the hallway at the beginning of the morning yesterday, on Friday, why he said, do I look like evil Robbie to you?
Oh, yeah.
Might want to do that.
Do I? Did I?
No.
A little bit?
No.
I know why you're asking.
Yeah, we talked about it when you were gone.
Did you?
The fact that...
Well, before, we talked about the potential of becoming evil, Robbie.
By dyeing your beard?
Yeah.
It has to be blacker.
Yeah.
It has to be, and it has to be pointy.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, very defined lines and angles.
Yeah.
Not rounded and fluffy the way it is.
Okay.
But it definitely has to be, like, black. That's the only way you'd come across as evil, Robbie.
Okay, good.
You did dye it?
For the first time in my life, I tried it.
You dyed your beard.
Yeah.
It looked good.
It looks all right, I guess.
It does look okay.
No one's commenting on it, so it's not that
drastic.
Nobody's
commented as in, hey, did you dye your beard?
No.
Isn't that's what you want to pull
good,
off, right? You want
to be subtle enough, but I notice it. Right. Other people don't. Maybe you look a little younger.
What did you think? Like, there'd be a big lineup of people going like, oh, my God, your beard.
Or just being like,
holy Robbie,
I thought I'd come in this morning and you guys would give me a hard time. That
I
is
think
exactly
that's
what I thought.
What you would fear, right?
Is yeah.
That it would jump out. Like,
you guys would make fun of me.
Something looks different about you.
You right? Guys specifically.
Right. Right.
That's the thing about getting, like, a hair transplant, Dylan. Not to hit a sensitive spot for you, but my mom, that was her job before she retired, where she was a nurse at a hair transplant clinic.
Yeah.
And then so people would come in and pay a lot of money to go from bald to having hair. And the weird thing would be, like, going back to work. Because you take time off work. It's surgery, right? It's a pretty...
How long are you off work?
While it heals, it can be quite painful. You have to go back several times to get it.
Right.
So I don't know if it looks like, hey, have you noticed the bald guy starting to grow his hair back? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that subtle, or it could be a lot quicker. There's something called, and it's, my mom has explained it, it sounds awful. It's called a scalp reduction.
What's that mean?
And it's for people that are like bald, where they only have the hair around like the sides and the back, but
yes.
their entire head is like completely bald, where it's impossible to put enough hair plugs in. Like, it would just, it can't be done. Mm. So they have to actually, I don't want to say.
They cut out some of the bald?
You got it.
And stretch out some of the hairy spots?
You got it. Yes, oh, that's what they do.
Weird.
But it's really effective. So right, you think about, okay, I'm taking 4 weeks off work or whatever the recovery period is, and you leave as a bald person, and then you come back to work, and you've got hair. That is something that would be jarring. Mm-hmm. That's something that people would line up to point out. Covering up a little bit of gray in your beard, maybe not.
I accidentally left it on too long, and it got darker than I thought it would. That's why I was just concerned.
Okay.
But I'm self-conscious about that. You know that.
Like, Dylan, if you showed up at work next week with a head of hair, mm-hmm. we'd all notice.
Probably, yeah. Right? I could see it.
We'd all notice.
Yeah.
We wouldn't say, something looks different about you. Did you change something?
But what would it matter if you noticed? You'd just be like, wow, do you get hair? I'd be like,
hair plugs. Yeah, I guess. Here's Lucas on the phone. Hi, Lucas.
Hey.
Lucas has a question about this neck or face tattoo.
Okay, yeah.
With this no snow guarantee. What's your question, Lucas?
Well, I'm just curious. It's more for Robbie's sake, but does, like, the part underneath the chin count as face or is that neck?
Good call.
Underneath the chin.
Because technically, then
face.
He could get a small snowflake right under his chin, and it wouldn't be obvious unless he looked up.
Like, you got to tilt your head way back to see it. Yeah. Or is that the neck? Yeah. Or is that a spot that either or Robbie or I could get it done? Because I'm a neck tattoo.
Right. Exactly.
You're the face tattoo.
Oh, geez.
What is this? No man's land right here.
Throat.
A throat tattoo.
And throat's more neck than
it. If that worked for either or, then it's got hair to cover up anyway, so you wouldn't really see the tattoo through your beard anyway.
I think Robbie's onto something by saying he should just shave, get a tattoo, and then grow his beard back, and nobody would ever know.
I could get a beard tattoo.
Ah, very smart. Now
you never have to dye it.
Then you look like evil Robbie.
Yes.
So, Dylan, what about that?
You could outline your beard.
Yeah. What is this area called? This isn't the throat, right?
No.
Under the chin? What is this?
That would be more...
The jaw? What is this down here?
That's jaw.
Chin, throat, jaw?
Under here? The undermouth? What is this?
Yeah.
This little...
That's part of your jaw, I guess. Wouldn't it be?
Because if I have a double chin, this would be my chin, right?
Yeah, it'd be like your chin. Chin skin.
What is this called? The chin skin?
Chin skin.
So is chin skin neck or is chin skin face, Dylan? Lucas needs to know. We all need to know for clarification.
I think that's more neck than
or is
face.
I have a friend who I think he's a spider web from there down.
Yeah.
That would be.
Sounds like one of Robbie's
friends.
That would
be his neck. He would call that a neck tattoo.
But because it goes down onto his neck, if it's just under here,
right?
What would it be?
I feel like. From jaw corner to jaw corner up to the chin would still be face.
That's face?
I think so.
Yeah.
So that counts for Robbie, not for me.
A full face mask, you would potentially cover a little bit of that with face mask.
True. That's tough.
Somebody gets a goiter on their neck, it doesn't go up into that space. It's on their, like, neck, right?
Yeah, I don't think it counts as neck.
If I was Robbie, I'd get my lips tattooed.
Okay.
lip line.
Like, that's, like girls do it all the time. They get their lips tattooed with a little bit of color. Like, I would just have colory lips, Robbie, if I were you.
Peachy. I see what you're saying.
If I was Pepper, prison.
I am in trouble in this one, aren't I?
You could also do the Tammy Faye and get the eyebrows tattooed.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's an option, too. You got a lot of options.
Thank you, Lucas. See you later.
Speaking of a tattoo in jail, have you watched the new Netflix jail series?
I haven't. I saw it's number one on Netflix.
Oh, goodness. I like it.
You're into this?
Yeah.
I want to know more about it before I start to watch it.
You don't need to know anything. Watch it. It's
really?
It's wicked.
What's it called?
I can't remember.
Netflix Jail?
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad. Or it's where they let the inmates basically run the asylum.
Yeah. They just let everybody. There were people who were locked up for 23 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, unlock the jail experiment.
Yeah, they just decided to unlock the jail and let the guards leave. And then the jail guys just take over and, like, they try to make their own society.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Write it.
Try to make their own society.
You've started it. You're in the middle of it. You've finished it.
No, I'm three episodes in.
Out of?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope forever.
You don't look at how many episodes a show is?
Never. No, I just let
you
it
don't?
Go. No.
What?
What? Why?
Before
would
you start a show, you don't look and see how many episodes it is?
No,
you
I don't even know. It could be multiple seasons.
Serious?
917-917, before you start to binge a series, do you watch how many episodes there? Do you look for that first? You need to know if you're in it for an 8, are you in it for a 3 or a 4?
Yeah.
Are you 2 seasons into this thing? Like, what's your commitment to this?
Whatever it takes.
But especially after you watch one, you're going to be like, okay, I kind of like this. How much do I have to watch?
Well, if I don't really like it, then I have no idea. Right. It could be seasons. It could be one.
Really?
I have no idea. It could be a three-parter. All I know is jail.
Okay.
Wow.
And you're still watching it.
All right. They're let free for, like, let loose for 6 weeks?
Yeah, and these guys are like baddies.
God,
it's so crazy.
Two questions for you. 917-917. Do you watch, do you look at to see how many episodes the show is before you start watching it? And two, what is this area here? Is it neck or is it face or is it the rare both?
Yeah, I don't know. For I really don't know.
For our face tattoo. Speaking of jail, I think my son's involved in a scam, and I think you might actually be proud of this one, Dylan and Robbie. Found it out over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
What a little con artist my son is. We'll have it for you next.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Looks like I've got to concede one early this week to you, Dylan. You're already right on this.
Oh, what?
Not many people, when they're looking for a new show to binge, not many do the investigation on, well, let's see how many episodes are in this show first. They just start it.
I watch the trailer. Trailer gets me, I'm in.
But if you don't like the show after one episode, and you think, well, maybe it takes a couple to get into.
No. If I don't like it,
but
after
then you
one
look
episode,
and there's only three episodes, it just turns out you don't like the show. If there are eight episodes, then you're like, well, we can give it one more.
No, see, that's where you're wrong, and that's where you're making a bad judgment call.
Okay.
If you don't like the show,
you just stop watching it.
Yeah.
Don't you give it? How many episodes do you give a show until it's good?
One. If it's good, it's good. Let's rock it out.
You won't try a second. Go, well, maybe it gets better. There's got to be something here. It's on Netflix. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's on your top 10 for the week or whatever it is. There's got to be a reason people are watching this. I'll give it another episode.
You and me are such. How do I say it nicely? You and me are such.
Uh-huh.
We're
already off to a good start, right?
No, that's why I want to start this week good.
Okay.
You to me, I just don't understand you. You don't make sense to me. Like, I don't. I'm not Siskel and or Ebert.
Okay.
What do I know? I watch. That's
if you don't
it.
Like it, you just stop it.
I don't, but there's not much I don't like.
You've walked out of a movie, too, before.
The movie's different. Fifth Element was the worst thing that ever happened.
Really? Really?
I hated that so much.
That's with Bruce Willis?
I don't even remember who's in it.
You just walked right out of it?
Yeah. Couldn't stand it.
So you'll turn a show off that you're watching?
But no, but this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know good from bad. So I'll turn a show on.
Yes.
And, like, you always are judging shows, and you're the king of, oh, it got bad in season three or the last couple episodes.
We're not all like that?
I don't think so. I like it. Like, when I'm in a show, I'm in the show. I'm like, all right, this is good.
Right. And if you don't like it, you will just shut it off, like, right there. 20 minutes in, 30 minutes in, you don't like it.
If you go to my house right now and you go on my Netflix.
I'm going to continue watching?
Yeah, you'll see probably about 15 continue watchings that are about 10, 12 minutes in.
Right.
And that's it. That's all they ever got.
Shane, can you just turn off a show?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You don't finish it to see where it goes?
Nah, if it gets boring, it gets boring, man.
It's got to capture me. And then as soon as it captures me, it could be 1,000 episodes.
But what if it takes the second episode to capture you?
Yeah, no, they don't get it.
Some of the best shows aren't great in the first episode, but like around two or three, they pull you in.
This is where you come in again. There aren't great. Wait, who the hell are you?
That's a good point.
What do you mean they're not great?
I don't know. I mean, there's shows that I've watched a first episode and thought, I don't know. Let's give it one more. And then I'm glad I gave it one more.
No, like Tiger.
Better Call Saul was that for me. Better Call Saul was like two episodes in. I thought, there's something here. I don't know if I love it. And then by the end of like the third episode, I was hooked to that entire series.
Right, right.
See, but and then you judge like when I'm in, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
Like Suits, I hear all the time that got bad in the last like season.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it?
You seem to like it, no problem.
I love the character.
Shane is here. He's got a definition he believes on what the neck is.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so we're going to try and close this out before the end of this hour. So once and for all, we can deal with this. Is it the face or is it the neck? This is, of course, the no snow guarantee, which is in jeopardy of already ending perhaps as early as tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Robbie has to get a face tattoo if it doesn't snow by the first day of summer. I have to get a neck tattoo if it does. But we're wondering about this spot here. We don't even know what the name is.
On turkeys, it'd be the giblets?
This part, the underneath part here.
Yeah.
Is it neck? Is it face? Is it both? Is it neither? Shane, what is it?
So in my opinion, I would consider it the neck, part of your neck, because anything inside where that where you would feel your bone. If there's hair there, it's considered a neck beard.
So when does a neck beard go to a face beard? When it gets under the front?
When it's on the front, so it's actually on like the hard bone part of your face.
The jawline.
I mean, a
the,
good way
yeah.
to,
okay.
A good way to look at it is if you were to draw a happy face, you don't draw that part.
That's true.
Exactly.
You don't draw the neck. You just draw a happy face.
You don't draw ears.
Okay, so the face to you, Shane, starts at the jawbone.
Yes, correct.
Anything behind the jawbone is neck.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
The jawbone
anyway.
Is the border.
So okay. I shave my beard, I try to go right up to the jawbone. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get even, but right. I try to go, so it'd be anywhere my beard is.
Right, right. Where your face, that's your face. Okay, so a tattoo underneath that would count for me,
for neck.
A neck tattoo, but not for Robbie, a face tattoo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Important. Thank you very
that
much,
makes
Shane.
Sense.
Okay, well, neither of us want to get any of this stupid stuff. This
of course
is all Dylan, but one of us ultimately. There's no way a tattoo doesn't happen, I just realized.
Yeah.
Either it does snow when I get one, or it doesn't snow when Robbie gets one. And Dylan just sits there and laughs in his little throne. How did that all happen?
I would never, ever say yes to this. And you guys had that option.
We didn't know what we were saying yes to. That's the damnedest about the snow guarantee.
After I said it, you could have said absolutely not. There's no way. But Robbie was almost smiling, excited.
You did. Well, you do seem oddly into this, Robbie.
Because I just know the odds
that it's going
to
snow.
And I'm trying to get better at gambling because you guys are such big gamblers.
Yeah. I did it this weekend till 5 a.m.
Oh dear God, Dylan. All right, see you later there, Shane. Have a good morning.
Have a good morning, you guys. Bye.
Text message says Fifth Element was great. What the heck are you talking about, Dylan? Walking out of a movie, that's a completely different thing. There's an investment of time, an investment of money, getting the seats, the snacks. You got to sit through a movie.
Oh, I ate the snacks.
Okay. And once, then left.
Once I was done the popcorn, there's nothing else for me to be there for.
What is the deciding factor for you to walk out of a movie?
I don't know why, and I can't remember because I hated it so much, but I remember just the feeling it gave me angered me.
What?
To like, the point where you're like, I've got to leave this movie?
I just wasn't feeling good. I really didn't enjoy what my, like, the whole...
Which movie?
Fifth Element.
Oh, you walked out of the theater of that one.
Yeah. I don't remember why I disliked it so much, but I just remember, like, I don't want this feeling anymore. I have to leave.
Is that the only movie you've ever walked out on?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
But I just remember maybe it was dark.
Because it's sci-fi. Maybe you didn't think it was so sci-fi? Because it is Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought maybe it would
what
be...
What year is
in
that?
In his prime.
1997.
1997? You walked out of a movie?
Yeah.
Were you with your parents?
No.
Junior high. Probably with friends.
Yeah.
Did your friends walk out of the movie?
I think Andy and I did.
Okay, it wasn't, I'll meet you in the car. I can't possibly watch another one of these. You walked into the car and left.
Was it Colin and I? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
It
okay.
But it was somebody and I.
Not important. Okay.
Oh, I just hated it.
Yeah. No, that's a family favorite of ours.
Fifth Element.
Yeah.
People love that one.
Yeah, a lot of people are mad at you that you walked out of Fifth Element. Dylan, maybe you walked out too soon before it got good.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
We'll roll out one of the first Oilers songs of the week coming up. This one goes back. How far back are we going, Robbie? What playoff series?
Years.
What playoff year are we going to with this one?
I mean, I did do some way back in the day, but even the ones from a couple years ago.
Look at the face he's making.
Cringe,
look at this
guys.
Face of embarrassment that he has right now.
That's why it stressed me out so much, because I tried to force these ideas that I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I had to do something.
Right.
And they're not as good.
Okay, so we're going back quite a ways. Is this pre-Connor McDavid time or Connor McDavid time?
Most of these are McDavid era.
Okay, so we're going at and we'll count down until Friday, and we play the brand new Oilers playoff song from Robbie. Oh, Jennifer was just calling. Jennifer, call back because we've got a yeehaw right on here.
Yeehaw! Right on!
Shoot, I tried calling her.
Right.
It went right to voicemail.
Oh, no.
Then she called back. Then Robbie was talking about how much he hates his old Oilers playoff songs.
And you missed the call.
And then before I could hit the button, missed the call. So now we're in a little, do we call her and it goes to voicemail because she's calling us? Or do we try and call her?
Well, now...
You hate when that happens, right?
You've got both happening.
When you're trying to call somebody and they're trying to call you, somebody's phone gets disconnected. I just give up. I have that theory, right? I've always had that theory. If you ever get disconnected, go alphabetical.
Right.
Last name, alphabetical, who calls back? So, Dylan, your last name is Wochuk.
I never call back.
My last name starts with a P. I would call you.
Okay.
If you were talking to Zarly Zalapsky, you would call them.
Yes.
Good old Zarly. Right? I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
She's calling back there.
I could try to call Jennifer, yeah.
Yeah, because she's got a yeehaw right on that we have to celebrate that Dylan's single-handedly responsible for, and you know he loves to take credit for things.
Ooh.
Yeah. That makes sense with the callback if you ever get disconnected.
Yeah,
right?
I think
that way you never run into, well, I was calling you. I was calling you. Oh, it's gone to voicemail. Ah, oh, it's busy.
What if you don't know their last name,
ringing?
Though? That's the one thing.
Who are you talking to that you don't know their last name?
I imagine there's some people.
All right, we got a first name then?
Well, now we're confusing it. But first name would make more sense.
But then you're calling a lot of people back. You don't like calling people back.
True.
It's so much better when you get disconnected to just sit and wait for a call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
I think that's what Jennifer tried to do.
All right. Did we get her, Robbie? We've got her. All right. Put her on. Put her through. This is Jennifer. She's got a yeehaw right on to thank you for, Dylan.
Okay.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
All right. What's your yeehaw right on?
Oh, that I'm getting my radio fixed.
Oh, you're getting your radio fixed this morning?
Yeah.
Dylan arranged it. Her car radio didn't work in her car.
Yeah.
Dylan made a couple. All right. Dylan made a couple quick phone calls to his connections. She's getting her radio fixed in her car right now.
You're down at Farley's?
I dropped my car off this morning. I'm at work now.
Did you see some of the cars around there? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
They're fancy.
They say they can fix your radio no problem. You're good to go?
Yeah.
Very nice.
You never know what you'll come back with, though.
That's the thing. I hope it's Pimp My Ride. I hope she comes back with a new paint job. She's got fluorescent lights underneath the car. It's lowered. I hope they really soup that thing
up. As long as the radio works, right?
Yep.
Okay, Jennifer, enjoy your brand new radio.
Okay, thank you.
She's getting a brand new radio today. She can listen to the show again.
Awesome.
Right on.
See you later, Jennifer.
Okay. All right, so we'll get Robbie's new Oiler song coming up in a few minutes. Do we have a sidewalk sale request right now?
We do.
Okay, let's go with the sidewalk sale.
One, two, let's go! Sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale.
I'm telling you, my son may want to get a table at the sidewalk sale. Just to scam everybody.
Yeah. I want to know what he's doing.
He's going to have three shells on the table, and he's going to be taking everybody's money. He's one step away from con artist.
That's fine.
Him and his friend Vaughn. I see what they're doing.
When are you telling us this?
I'll tell you in a few minutes here. What's going on with the sidewalk
sale? We got Tammy.
Good morning, Tammy.
I don't know what she's got or what makes her worthy, but we're going to find out.
Robbie is the gatekeeper with the sidewalk sale.
Yeah.
Okay. He decides who gets a table at the sidewalk sale, which is coming on May 11th. Oh, that's quick.
Couple weekends away.
Less than a month away. Saturday, May 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at, what's it called? At
Midway Music Hall. Same place we had the carnival.
Right, on Gateway, okay? So we're going to have, what, 100 and so tables?
That's what we're hoping, yeah.
People selling whatever. Anybody do any decluttering this weekend? Find out if they can sell anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
What'd you find?
What are you selling, Dylan?
Okay, more plants. If you like signs with quotes on them, I've got signs with quotes.
Are you getting rid of all your signs with quotes?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're getting rid of them?
Yeah.
But that's you.
Yeah, not anymore.
Every room's got telling us to dream or breathe.
There was.
Or live, left, love.
Yeah, there was quite a few of them.
Okay. You're getting rid of all of them.
Yeah, most of them are coming out.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a little bit of some, and I don't know if this is right, but a little bit of Christmas stuff. You think that's okay?
Of course.
In the middle of
Yes. It's a perfect time.
Okay. Yeah. A couple of Christmas things, some paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Are they Dylan Wochuk originals or just paintings from hanging on your wall?
No, they're really expensive paintings, but what I realized about expensive paintings is really, unless it's Picasso, no one cares.
Okay. So you're selling them at a yard sale?
Well, I don't know what to do with them. Like, I bought them for, but, like, I don't know who the artist is.
What do you mean by really expensive? Give me a window for really expensive.
Well, for me, they were really expensive.
Where'd you buy them at?
A home show years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like, an expensive home show. Bought them, put them up on the wall. They've had their time.
You don't like them?
Now they're coming off the wall. But, like, I don't know. No one's going to care. Like, you go over to HomeSense, you get them for $12.
Yeah.
They look like they could be HomeSense.
Okay.
So they're just prints.
No, they were originals, but no one knows that.
What?
They're just original, like, I don't know.
This is where you really got to work the table, Dale.
Yeah,
trust me. You have to work the table, right?
I'm going to have to.
So, Tammy, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so we need to hear what your plan is at this sidewalk sale. What are you selling and for us to let you into the sidewalk sale?
Well, I have a bit of a shopping problem as well as a previous listener that had called in and got a table. I have wall art. I have printed signs as well, same as Dylan. I have lots of Christmas stuff, and most of the stuff is still brand new. So There's all sorts of decluttering that I need to do. Lots of throw pillows. For some reason, I seem to have a compulsion about throw pillows.
Yeah.
It sounds like your table is going to be in direct competition with Dylan's table, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just put us at opposite ends.
I got to do that. I got to keep you guys separate, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Christmas stuff. So it's just random stuff that it's time for you to kind of declutter and decrease all the stuff you have, and you're going to sell it at the sidewalk sale.
Yeah, I have a whole garage full and a spare room full of stuff.
It's pretty good.
I'd say so.
Robbie?
I mean, it fits the criteria.
What's it cost for a table this year?
Since it's household stuff, yep. you're not a business trying to sell stuff, it's only $25.
$25 to the Robbie Fund. Can you do that?
I can do that for sure.
Robbie?
Let's do it.
She's all in. Right. She's in the sidewalks now. We've got to fill out a lot of these tables now, right? With less than a month to go, and we're looking for over 100 tables. We've only got, what, 5 or 6 tables spoken for?
I would take 2 if possible.
Now, 6. Hold your horses, all right? Now we're getting a little out of control.
2 tables.
How big are these tables, Robbie?
Well, we are getting them, from what I hear, donated by Infinite Event Rentals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes, we are.
Is that happening?
Yeah, well, I've got to reach out to them, but they did it last time. I'm sure they will. They're tables.
Just the standard folding table, whatever it is.
Like your 6 or 8 foot tables?
Something like that.
And then you've got space in your area that you can do, right?
At least the size of a parking stall.
Okay.
Right, where people can put their stuff. You can bring your own shelving. You can, as long as it fits in your spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just playing it by ear.
Okay.
Going to fill that lot out and sell some stuff.
Okay, Tammy, you are in. You've got a table at the sidewalk sale.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hang on, okay?
Hold on, Tammy.
Is Goodwill involved again, where they're going to come at the end of it and take everything away that people don't want to haul back home that they didn't sell?
I don't know, because we haven't. Actually, today's probably the first day in weeks we'll have a meeting with our boss.
Meeting on a Monday?
Yeah. We'll have to tell her about this.
Yeah, we've got to do some of that extra planning. But what we did last year, it stands reason to believe we'll do it again this year. There was a big Goodwill truck that came at the end of the sidewalk sale so that if you had a table, all you'd have to do is say, I'm not taking all of this stuff home. If it didn't sell, it didn't sell. And you donate it to Goodwill and you leave with hopefully some money in your pocket and some good stuff that went to Goodwill.
Exactly.
As well.
So, worked out really good last year.
Okay. So, Dylan, you're going to be selling Baby Bell cheese again at a premium.
You got it.
Expensive artist paintings, commissioned paintings worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Literally worth thousands, going for probably hundreds.
Okay. Wow. And Robbie, what do you have? You've been doing some crafting with your dad, right?
Yeah, I have some original Gibson and Sons crafts.
Okay.
Which are just basically...
You said Gibson and Sons. Who's the other son?
Well, I've been helping too.
Oh, they're Gibson and Son crafts
Gibson and Son.
From Gibson and Son.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So they're kind of knickknacks with a flair for the outdoors.
Okay.
I've got everything. I've got rollerblades. I've got shirts. Oh, I'm selling some clothes.
Okay.
Are those my rollerblades?
Some Robbie wardrobe. No, your rollerblades are done.
Oh, you wrecked them, hey?
No, you did. They rusted the wheels on, and we can't take the wheels off.
Oh.
Jeff Holland's wife is going to do some more of her crocheting and sell for little stuffed animals or little knitted animals. She's going to be doing that. She's already been working hard at that. My fiance is wondering if she can sell some stuff.
What does she want to sell?
It's an idea that we have.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's romantic cards.
What do you?
Okay,
what?
That's a business.
Sounds that
is that
way.
A business?
Yeah.
What about Robbie and Gibson and Son?
Oh, well, that's
only
a business.
Part of it. It's only part of it.
It's only part of my table, too.
Oh, so it'll be on your table.
Well, it might be on her table. So you mean to tell me if she decides she wanted to sell a vase for $5 and then all of her cards as a business, it would count
as... Well, this is what we have to watch out for.
See, we got to look out for the loopholes.
What are the cards?
They're like romantic cards. They're like handmade cards.
Who made them?
Like romantic. Well, we both. She's doing the art.
Why are you acting all weird about this? Because this is what you do on Saturday nights?
Yeah, kind of.
You make cards?
Yeah, well. Yeah, kind of.
That sounds like a business to me.
We haven't ever sold any of them. We're not sure if they will. She's very good. She's a very good artist.
Okay.
Right? So she's also doodling us a Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale image as well.
Oh, nice.
Right, on chalk and sidewalk and the whole deal like she did last year. So we got that going on.
Okay, wait.
We don't need to talk about the cards.
I want to know more about the cards that you guys make on Saturday nights as you hold hands.
She will draw the image on the card.
Okay.
And then I will write the quote in the card.
Give me an example of one of your quotes.
I can't think of any right now.
You didn't write any down?
Well, we've got a whole list at home.
She's still at home? Because I'd like to hear some of the list.
I don't know.
Okay.
So is it...
Yeah, that's a business, though.
If the whole table is that is just that, then yeah, it would be a business.
Well, I'm not sure how we're going to lay it out.
Well, no, we can't be doing this. I'm sorry, Robbie. You're going to have to pay $50 because you can't have people that say, I'm going to bring three knickknacks alongside all the things I'm going to sell as a business.
Tupperware and three knickknacks.
No.
Yeah, no.
You can't.
So people will be sketchy with it.
Okay. Is there going to be a business section and then a home section? Are we dividing it into sections?
No, I think
it's first come, first serve.
It's first,
kind of?
Especially on the day, it is so hectic to coordinate.
Okay.
Whoever gets there first, you get funneled into the spots.
Yeah.
Right? Every spot's going to be just as good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? It's not like it'll be fine. It'll be good.
Okay.
But I do want you to bring your cards and get a table for your cards.
Well, none of them have been made yet.
You might want to work on that.
We're in the kind of introductory phase of, you know, what the design would look like.
How much is a
card
sell for?
Each one is handmade. Well, I don't know what they should sell for. $1,000?
No, but probably like $15, $20, I'm guessing,
is that
right?
$20 for a card?
Well, don't you pay like $10, $12, $14 for
that
a paperist?
That is true. The card market has gone through the roof recently.
Yeah.
Gone are the $1.95 cards.
Not even at the dollar store are you getting like a couple dollars.
I know.
Not anymore.
Right. And these really fancy cards. You know what my bone is to pick with those fancy greeting cards, birthday cards, wedding card, whatever they might be?
What's that?
They put too much crap on the front. You can't write on it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they put like stuff on it now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, like glitter.
Yeah, and it's like bumpy.
And pop-ups.
Yeah, yeah, you can't write on top of that. That's a real problem in the card industry. You won't get that with Coral and Rob cards. I'll tell you that much. Easy to write. You won't need to write on them, though, because the quotes are so perfect for you and your lover.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want.
You want me to bring in the list of quotes?
Definitely.
Okay, I'll bring in the list of quotes tomorrow.
I want you to do this, though, as a serious business. I think it's great.
We've been thinking about it for a long time.
Do it.
But we keep thinking of a lot of things and doing none of them.
What are the other things you're thinking of?
Well, my new $1 million idea that I haven't told you about yet. It's now up to a $2 million idea.
Oh, can my girlfriend get a table?
What is she selling?
Everything. She's moving in.
What?
We don't have time.
What?
No, we got to move on.
Wait a second.
We don't have time. We ran out.
Hold on, everything.
But that is the perfect table for somebody.
Can you put her down for a table?
When is this happening?
Get her down for a table, would you?
Hold on. She's moving in.
Okay.
When is this?
Love you. Thanks. If you put her down, I'll pay the 25.
Megan, did you hear that?
Yeah, send me the 25 and she's got
it. I did. I heard it.
Did nobody else hear that?
That just... Oh.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Cam and Catherine go on their first non-Dylan affiliated date tonight.
Yeah.
Right. So we might get an update on how the past few days have been once it's 1 week that they've been officially boyfriend and girlfriend. All right. Giving them their privacy for now.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Do you know what they're doing tonight?
Yeah, I just can't say.
Did he come to you to ask for a suggestion or help or anything? Or
no.
You just said, I am done. You're on your own now, Cam.
They've cut me out.
They've cut you out completely?
Yeah.
All right. So they're
live their own life.
1 week together, 1 week together in love, and their first non-Dylan sanctioned date happens this evening.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Another programming note.
What?
Friday, Robbie's brand new Oilers playoff song. The regular season ends Thursday. We get you ready for the playoffs with Robbie's brand new Oilers song on
Way to release
Friday.
It on the same day as Taylor Swift.
Oh,
nice
planning. Oh, jeez.
Oh, really? Is her whole album?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm not saying people won't listen to yours. I'm just saying they'll be busy.
Two different sounds. Two completely different sounds.
Well, maybe not.
Programming note.
Yes.
1 week from today, Monday, it's 22 day, and Mike Tomas will be here for a morning edition of the Kiss Mix, the 22 day Kiss Mix. All
right on.
Okay. Real quick here, Trevor's got a segment idea.
Okay.
Hi, Trevor.
Good morning.
He wants to recommend a segment here. Thinks it might be a fun segment to do. We're always open to any suggestions, only if they're good, though. Trevor, what's your suggestion?
Well, you know, I thought Monday morning, as people look forward to their work week, if it looked like they had a rough week, they could call in and, you know, people could just say, oh, man, I've got a really rough week coming up. Here's what my week looks like.
Okay.
Everybody
can
kind of just have a moment to vent.
Yeah. Look at all this stress.
Upcoming week.
Look at how am I going to fit all this in? I'm going to be all over the place. This is going to be a tough week for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Trevor. So you've got that kind of week ahead?
Well, I have a pretty rough week coming up. Yeah. So I thought, you know, I could maybe kick it off.
Okay. Okay. All right. What do you have?
Well, I mean, tomorrow I have to hop on a flight. And I have to fly to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night, there's like a big fancy dinner that I have to go to. And then the forecast is going to be in the 30s.
It doesn't sound like you're really doing the segment that I thought you were going to do.
And then on Thursday, I have to go golfing in plus 33 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of these charity golf tournament things where there's going to be, like, free stuff on every hole.
Oh, wow. I hope you don't get heat stroke.
like, it's well, don't worry. There'll be lots of free drinks.
Okay. All right. Get out of here, Trevor. We'll see what you're doing. Beat
that's
it.
Good, Trevor.
See you later, Trevor.
So he didn't want the segment?
No,
he just
no.
Wanted,
you see what he, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. Just showing off how great his week is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. We've got a sidewalk sale to get to. Let's do this right now.
We're having a sidewalk sale. We're having a sidewalk sale.
Less than a month from now, Saturday, May 11th.
A couple weekends away, yeah.
Midway Music Hall from 11 a.m. till 4. Don't know what to do if there's bad weather. I guess we just suck it up and do it, right? Let's hope for good weather.
How did, yeah, that's, we really should have that talk.
Because, what, a bad weather talk?
Yeah, like all my signs with quotes on them in the rain won't do well.
Yeah. No, that's true. We've got to have like some sort of tarp or something.
I don't have a tarp. What kind of tarp system
like
do you think I have?
Like a thing. I don't know.
A tent, yes. I'm going to buy a tent to sell things.
Robbie, is it rain or shine?
I would. Oh, it's hard to say.
It's always hard to say with you, Robbie. Yeah.
Because I want to say rain or shine 100%. Yeah. But you're right. People have things that could.
Yeah. What about a couch? That's not a rain or shine situation.
Yeah, we talked last hour. She was bringing throw pillows. She said she has a whole bunch of throw pillows.
Who's this that wants a table?
So this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. You want a table, but not for yourself?
That's right. So I have a friend. Her name is Colleen. She's sitting with me right now. She's my pod mate at work, and she was...
Podmate?
Well, we sit...
What do you do for a living? Oh, I want a pod mate.
We work in home care.
Okay.
So she's been trying to get a hold of you guys, but her son is like ridiculously excited to have this table. And so Colleen said, "Hey, don't you have an in with Pepper and Dylan?" I'm like, "Oh, I've talked to them a lot. They've helped me."
Yeah, I listen to the radio show from time to time. There I have a go. Phone. Yeah. I can do this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I reached out. Robbie called me back. You guys are amazing. And so Colleen's with me. So yeah, if you guys can help us out, that'd be fab.
What kind of stuff is going to be sold at this table here?
I used to sell Tupperware, not anymore. So all brand new stuff, a bunch of stuff from the FitFab Fun boxes, pillows, just a bunch of stuff.
What is FitFab Fun?
It's kind of like a jelly box. You just get stuff every month. So, and it's all brand new, like yoga. The
I've heard about these things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not like you're not like selling it. Pyramid scheme-y stuff. No,
oh, God, no. It's mine, and I just want to get rid of it now.
Okay, just make it sure. Just make it sure. Yeah. That would be a business.
You know, people like these mystery grab boxes. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what
they're
you're going to get.
Because it's like,
I love this.
It's like an adult Kinder surprise.
Right.
Exactly.
I think that's what I'm going to take all my stuff.
Yeah.
That I'm selling.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it in boxes.
Oh, people would like that.
And you just have to buy the box.
People,
you get
great idea.
In there.
Yeah.
Great idea.
That's what I'm doing.
$20 a box.
The Pepper Surprise table.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
Love that.
And you get no complaining.
Yeah, it's a mystery box.
You know before you buy. It's that's like, right. Okay, this is a mystery box.
That's
so
right.
You get what you get, you don't get upset.
Damn right. So I'm doing that for sure. What a great idea.
I think that's fun.
Okay. So.
And what does Colleen have? Anything else? Like.
I think my sister has some stuff from her house to put in, but we're just a household, and I think my son Tyler will have some toys.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the sidewalk sale is all about.
Unless
right?
It rains.
What do we do on this rain or shine thing? What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, everyone gets their spot. It's not huge. It's at least the size of a parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
So you are able to bring your own tent if you have one.
So you're saying suck it up, Robbie.
You can bring a trailer, umbrellas, you can bring tarps, anything you think you can do, like... It does suck, but I think we just say we go ahead with it no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I would agree.
I don't have a 30-day forecast on this app, Dylan. I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think anyone knows accurately.
May 11th. No. Okay. All right. We'll determine that in the meeting today. Robbie's finally getting his much-wanted, much-requested sidewalk sale meeting coming up.
I think we're pretty good this year. Just, you know, touch base.
Yep.
Make sure Goodwill can come.
Yep. Goodwill will take all the stuff that doesn't end up getting sold and you don't want to lug back home. They're happy to be set up a truck and they'll take the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's at Midway Music Hall on May 11th. So they get a table? Sisters get a table, Robbie?
We'll give you a table.
They've got a table.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Hang on, okay? Robbie will get you a table.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
But not to be outdone is the fact that Dylan says, I've got a lot of stuff that both me and my girlfriend want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Why, Dylan?
Because she's moving in.
She's moving in.
Yeah.
She's moving in.
Ah, congrats.
Yay.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
So when did this get decided? How did it get decided?
We've been working on it for a while.
Okay, you've been talking about it for a bit?
Yeah.
So when's moving day?
I don't know. But like,
you don't know.
No, we don't have like a
just gonna slowly move everything in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it's a set day.
Okay.
Just like slowly. Start
but when
the
is
transition.
The home that she has no longer available for her to walk into?
I think June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna take your time.
Yeah.
You need a truck? You can borrow my truck.
I might. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
It's good to have.
Yeah, a truck would be nice. But you get that little small, like, little truck.
It's fine. It'll work fine.
Okay. Yeah, better than no truck at all.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So this is, so how did it get decided? Who asked who? When did you decide it? What, take me in behind the scenes on the big decision. Wow, she's moving in. Good for you.
There wasn't, like, a big ask.
It's a big step, though, for you guys.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. It just, like, that was the next step.
Okay.
That's the one, like, when you live apart, you want to live together.
Right.
Right? So that's what we decided.
And she's got a son.
Yeah.
His bedroom will be the basement bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, he's taking over the whole basement, huh?
He's going to have the man cave downstairs.
Oh, that's really nice.
Which is, yeah. You guys have both lived there.
By that wall of wine?
Going to have to remove some of the wine.
That's
I think.
Awesome.
That's a whole wall of it.
Put a lock.
Yeah, well, it's out in the open.
Oh.
Nice basement.
Anything, Dylan, that you have noticed by spending more and more and more time with your girlfriend that you love so much and you are over the moon about?
Yes.
Anything you've noticed that you're like, this is going to be an adjustment when we're living together?
Anything going to be an adjustment when we're living together? No.
Like, for example.
Okay.
She makes a coffee in the coffee machine. Mm-hmm. And in order to make the coffee, she's got to pull the coffee machine out away from the wall. To make the coffee.
Right.
And then once the coffee has been made and it is in her cup, she doesn't push it back against the wall. I don't know. Something like that? Would that might that be a thing?
No, she's pretty good with she likes she doesn't fully close cupboards.
Oh, Robbie, you didn't fully close cupboards.
Dylan
almost broke the two of you up.
Dylan hates it.
I don't know why. I don't understand not fully closing.
Like, she'll open it and grab a plate and then not close it at all, or just not all the way.
I don't know what happens.
I don't either.
I see them open all the time. I don't know if that's like, it's a weird thing.
I've tried
thing.
To
Robbie,
get better. Since you've told me that I do that, I'm more conscious of it.
See, then I helped you in your life.
I still do it. I'll wake up in the morning and be like, why are those all open?
I like when you notice yourself.
I notice it.
It seems odd.
Because you leave them open?
I just leave them open.
Is it her? Is it her son? What about living with her son? How's that going to go?
Oh, going to be awesome.
Is it going to be awesome?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
You're a very tidy guy.
Oh, I'm going to have to do the most changing.
How old is her son?
14.
14.
Oh, he's going to want him to get dogs and cats and pets.
14-year-old son in the basement.
I know. I'm going to have to say no and no and
no. No, you can't say no now?
Yes, I can't say yes to animals.
Pepper,
I'm allergic.
You can do the ultimate reverse switch. Yes. You get him
get
a cat.
Him?
I'd have to do that.
We're going
to
get you a
so many animals.
Here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
You care about cats.
Mm-hmm.
If you got me a cat, I'd feed it to a coyote.
I would. What if they really wanted one?
We watch it together.
A pet family at all?
No, because they can't be, because we can't have pets.
Because
who's we?
Because of you say no pets.
I can't have pets. I'm allergic.
The compromises have to happen here, Dylan.
Yeah. It won't be on pets.
Okay. No compromise on pets.
There will not be pets.
Okay.
But there'll be a lot of things.
If you go down into her son's room.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like a tornado hit it. There's stuff everywhere. Dishes.
Oh, I imagine.
You're like, that's where the bowls are. That's where the spoons are.
Right.
Oh, man, why aren't you putting your laundry away? When's the last time you made your bed? Or do you just say nothing at all? It's tricky, especially with like a stepson situation.
And you did say you love those vacuum lines in the basement.
Uh-huh.
You love them.
Yeah. Say goodbye to your vacuum lines.
Yeah. I might not just go into the basement anymore. This might be a upstairs only situation.
A separate entrance.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I haven't been put in that position. I can't answer that yet.
Have you had the discussion over the difficulty of, and I don't know if difficulty is the right word, but like the fact that they are moving into your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a home that you have built together.
Yeah.
And that sometimes that can always to them feel like it's not their home, and trying to make it feel like their home is a really difficult thing. I had to deal with that with my fiance and her children.
Yeah.
But it's like they came into my home, and as much as I said, no, this is our home, hard to do, hard for them to get around, right? And especially if you've lived with it looking a certain way as far as whatever tidiness or organization goes for so many years,
mm-hmm.
being able to bend a little bit on all
that's going to be me. It's going to take me.
Have you had these conversations?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, it's they're gonna
they're ongoing.
Yeah, they're going to have to decorate the I mean, the basement's going to be a different basement.
And that's fine, right? You're fine with that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for this.
Feel like it's home, yes.
Yeah, I'm excited because I want him to make it whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. I don't know where all the wine's going to be. Might have a wine party.
Okay.
Might have to be drinking a lot of wine, you guys. But yeah, I'm excited.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And it's just going to happen slowly over time.
In the next little bit here as we start to move things
over. So a bunch of your stuff and a bunch of her stuff that isn't going to make the move, that isn't going to make the transition into from your place to our place.
Yeah.
It's going to be for sale at the sidewalk sale.
I got so many plants she doesn't want. Okay. All my fake plants are gone.
All my quotes are
gone.
Uh-huh.
Everything's out.
She's getting rid of all of that for you.
I think I was allowed one quote per floor.
Normally, it's the other way around.
One quote per floor, all which right. is the...
So the moving in sale will be part of Dylan's table at the sidewalk sale. Just let us know if you want in, and we'll continue to add tables to it. It is on May 11th, Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Midway Music Hall.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
A lot of messages over the weekend I received on Instagram and this morning, too, wondering what happened with the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't hear it on Friday. My daughter FaceTimed me on my phone while we were on the air in a total panic. There was a mouse that the cat brought into the house.
You can see this on the social media.
Yeah.
It's quite worth it.
Yeah, Kiss Edmonton Instagram. My daughter was freaking out. She's standing by for an update on this.
I love Tyler.
It's not the best update coming up, but Dylan was reminded while he's being congratulated by many of you. Very nice of you for many of you to say, Dylan, congratulations. So happy for the three of you that your girlfriend
Thank
and
you.
Her son are moving in. He was reminded there is one thing that drives her nuts about, or drives him nuts about her, that they kind of clash over. And I don't know who's right or who's wrong in this.
We need to get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Because I don't know either who's right and or who is wrong.
Because you don't like putting garbage in the garbage, and she likes putting garbage in the garbage.
Yeah, that's her thing. She puts garbage in the garbage.
And you don't want garbage in the garbage.
No. Not all.
Where should garbage go in your life?
I know how ridiculous. Come on, someone be with me here. I need people on my side.
Garbage belongs where?
Not in the garbage. So there's the kitchen garbage that's where everyone's is, under the sink, right? Everyone's got the kitchen garbage under the sink.
Yeah.
But it's a smaller garbage because why? There's a sink in the way.
Right.
Right? So you have a small-ish garbage under the sink.
I know. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Right? Yeah. And then so what she'll do, whenever she does it, but she'll take chicken's gone bad or something's gone bad
Food,
in the fridge,
right.
and she'll throw it in that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That's got to go immediately outside. Is that what you're saying?
You take, I make a little garbage that lives on the counter.
Okay.
I got the counter garbage. Like it's a little either a bag.
Yeah, I do that too.
Or a tray
or
whatever is going to head out to the big garbage. That's where all the garbage goes in.
So you don't want her putting the garbage under the sink in the garbage bag.
I don't want her using the garbage in the house.
You want her putting garbage on the counter.
Yeah, and then I'll take it, and I said this, I'll take the garbage to the garbage at the end of the night. That's fine, but if we leave chicken and a banana peel and then...
Why don't you just take the garbage under the sink to the garbage at the end of the night?
That's a waste of a bag every time.
But if it's full, it's not.
Oh, you're going to fill it all the way up every single time
and take
it out every single day?
If you were to allow people to put garbage in it, it might be full every day.
It wouldn't. It would be half or a quarter way full. Maybe, and then for 3 days, we got rotten chicken underneath the sink, stinking up the place.
I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
You don't do the food garbage thing or the organic waste garbage? I'm
trying to get her on board for that.
Okay, so that's a learning curve for her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't. She didn't want to. She's not as interested.
Okay, so garbage is a real problem because she's putting garbage in the garbage, and that's got to change if she's going to move in. No more garbage. Garbage in the garbage. It's got to go in the outdoor garbage only.
It's just, I don't like when it fills up.
So if I'm at your house and I eat a bag of chips and I crumple up that bag, where do I put it? Just so I know.
No. If you ate a bag of chips, you could throw it in the garbage. Okay. I understand that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, if I have an apple and I eat an apple and then I've got the apple core.
I would rather you put that in the section that's going to go out later.
Put it, just sit it on the counter?
I normally have I understand it sounds weird. Okay. I can't be the only one.
I just wait until my garbage under the sink or wherever it is about to fill up. Then I go clean out whatever is going bad in the fridge. I'll just keep it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then I just pull it out and then I put it in and then I take it all out
together.
That's
not a bad idea.
Right.
Like, so that might be a happy
medium. So you keep your garbage in the freezer then?
You betcha.
Okay.
I do.
This text says, how does the food go bad at Dylan's house?
That's a great question. Great question.
Every now and then.
This is my daughter, Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
Okay, so Friday, you made a lot of people's day by living through, I guess, vicariously through the fact that the cat brought in a mouse and it was still half alive.
I love how people are happy with my trauma.
You were pretty activated by the entire thing. So I was supposed to go after work and I was supposed to go and clean up the mouse. Then she told me don't worry about it because what happened, Tyler?
So at lunch break, mm-hmm. our lunch break is at 11 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
But so that was before Dad got home. So my friends and I came home to clean it up. And a few of my friends went downstairs and said that it was dead when they cleaned it up. But when I went downstairs to look before they got here, I put a bowl over top of it before I left for school, and the bowl was flipped over, and it was on the other side of the room. So,
last fight.
Came back from the dead, yeah.
Well, I think that was hiccup. But anyways, and then I went upstairs. They cleaned it up, and I had to pay my friend $5.
You had to pay $5 to get rid of the mouse.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So there's further developments in this story. Do you know about the message your mom sent me, Tyler?
I do, because I was the one who told her.
Okay, so here is the message from my ex, Kristen, okay?
Okay.
And it involves you, Robbie.
Oh.
Says from Kristen, good morning. I may have a favor of you and Robbie.
Uh-oh.
I feel like Robbie would be great at this. I may have a mouse problem. Not sure. As you know about the first one, there is now a second dead mouse under my desk.
Oh, no.
What? I'm freaked out. I can't deal. What do I do? How did this happen? I don't know it.
You gotta make your ex your ex.
Tyler, did you see the second mouse?
I was the one who found it.
You found the second mouse? Does this look like the cat was involved in the second mouse?
The cat definitely, like, breaks the bones and like claws it and stuff, but I don't think it's from outside, because every time I let her in from outside, mm-hmm. there's no mouse in her mouth or nothing in her paws or anything.
Oh, she's hiding them.
Okay. So there's Kristen. We've got a fearful house.
She's hiding them where?
In her
mouth. Contraband as she comes in?
Oh, smuggling.
No, my mom's dog does that. Hides rocks in his mouth.
Okay, so Kristen's convinced Tyler that the cat snuck it into the house somehow.
Yeah, and I'm convinced that we have a mouse problem, and she's saying.
But you do have a mouse problem either way. You've got mice in the house. That, regardless, they're getting in there. Yeah. They're dead, and somehow Robbie has to get rid of them.
They were both babies, so there was that one on Friday that was a baby, and this one looked the exact same.
Oh, there's going to be a mama somewhere, too.
Are you sure they're babies?
A whole nest.
Babies would be pink and hairless.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe teenagers. Yeah.
Oh, maybe teenagers. See, Robbie knows.
It's just surprising how small they actually are.
Yeah,
like, they're not rats. The rats are huge. Mice are just tiny.
No, but they're like so little. Like,
could be a vole, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, cousin of the mouse.
Yeah, you could set traps around the house, and then if you trap a bunch, you'll know that they're inside.
I'll pay you $5, Robbie. Just like Tyler paid her friend. To do what? No, come and look in my house.
Get $5. Yeah. Robbie said he might do it for $5 per mouse, Kristen.
I'm fine.
That's
but, like, fine. I will pay more than
this. She's more of a wuss than me. I cleaned this one up. This one was dead, though. It didn't move. So, like, I told her that I cleaned up the first one and she had to clean up this one, and she didn't. And she couldn't even stand in the same room as me as I cleaned it up for her.
Oh, we don't have any mice over at my house, Tyler. Just
you
let
kicked
me know.
Your daughter out to a
I
house that was mouse infested?
Jeez.
I can look into this for you.
Yeah, I wanna know if we have, like, mice in our basement.
It's very common. Like, I don't think you don't have to feel bad that you live in a dump or something's wrong. Like, no. They just get in.
My fiance told me, like, she's also got a fear of mice so bad that when she was married to her ex, they had a mouse problem. She moved in with her in-laws until the mouse problem got taken care of. She moved out because of a mouse problem.
That makes sense. Tyler, you moved out because there was no room for you, right?
Yes. All right, we'll figure something out. Love you, Tyler. See you later.
Love you. Bye.
What are you shaking your head at?
I just love Tyler. I think she's the best.
All right, Robbie, you want to help him out?
I can help you. Yeah.
Tis the season, huh?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN FM
Edmonton
is Kiss 91.7.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Well, howdy there.
Hi.
Here to tell you about the carbon tax rebate you will be receiving today. Or maybe you did on Friday, depending on how it's delivered to you.
Don't take the dog to the walk to the mailbox, huh?
Yeah. $225 for a person with no kids.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets a little better when you have kids.
All right.
But only one kid, and then your second kid's not worth it.
And they just throw that in. It's a bonus. Okay.
Just keep throwing it in.
Okay.
But $225 being handed to you quarterly to make everything A-OK with
That'll
the carbon tax.
Because
nothing else has gone up. Just $225 a quarter.
All right.
Seems about right.
So
right?
We can expect to see that check come in next to your desk.
Yeah, and you can also like check your account because if you, it depends how you file your taxes.
Yeah.
And if you have filed. So if you filed.
Criminy. That deadline's coming up. That's sneaking up on us, isn't it?
Yeah, you might want to get that
When is the deadline?
28th of April.
But Dylan, I haven't even started.
Tax deadline. Canada 2024. I got
it's
you.
It's the 30th.
It's the end of the month, is it not? I got to take my stuff into Six Toe Wendy.
Yeah.
So does that mean we'll miss our first quarter then?
No, you'll
get it later.
We're
already past the quarter of the year.
April 30th, 2024.
That's the deadline, right? Okay. Yeah. I got to get my son works there. I could just hand him the thing and he could take it in. I'm not ready yet.
What are you waiting on?
I got to be ready.
But what are you waiting
on? I just got to feel confident that I'm ready.
Oh, you're not ready.
That's it. Yeah.
You have no paperwork?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Oh, I've got a whole binder of things. I organize it quite nicely.
And so
as I know you do. I've seen yours before. Yeah, that is a pristine beauty of a package that you'd hand in to your accountant every year
need
for
it to
tax
look nice.
Time. Yeah.
So, yeah, you can hand that in ASAP.
Yeah.
Or you'll get...
I will hand it in. I'll get it done.
Get your carbon tax rebate.
I'm really good at doing things at the very last minute.
Okay,
Dylan.
Well, then get it in at the very
you
last minute.
You let me know on the 29th. I'll be on it.
New grocery store opened over the weekend in Edmonton, and there were lined up down the road to hopefully just save a little bit on groceries because we need every cent we can. But Edmonton's Glenora community now has a Friesen Brothers, which is
sounds
an Alberta-born
right.
grocery store chain, and it's a smaller version.
Not necessarily the place you'd go if you've got an eye for saving and budgeting for money on your groceries, correct?
Well, right now they're offering a lot of special like
door
opening
crasher
offers.
Specials,
it's like a higher end grocery store.
But yeah, they can be expensive to some degree. But I will tell you, their brunch. It's an all-you-can-eat brunch on
says.
Saturdays and Sundays.
Brunch, yep.
Is it a buffet?
It's all you can eat, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, people were messaging about that last time you brought it up.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yum!
It's a fun place to go. And
so I don't want to bring up old stuff here.
No, bring up everything.
There
Keep
was
talking.
The famously a debate from a long, long time ago that I said Safeway has some of the best Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say I'm going for Chinese food if I go to Safeway, whether I'm picking it up and taking it home or if I'm eating it at the Safeway.
Yeah.
In that little, the Safeway has a little set of tables, like four tables.
Yeah, some do, yeah.
Yeah, you can't say I'm going to get Chinese. I'm going out for Chinese if I get Chinese food at Safeway.
Right.
But you could say you're going for brunch if you're going to Friesen Brothers for brunch.
Yeah, because they have a whole buffet
seems
restaurant.
A bit hypocritical.
How? They have a restaurant there.
Is it a separate entrance?
No, but it's a big sit-down area. It's
same
not
with Safeway.
No, Safeway's got three tables.
That's bigger than one table?
That's lonely.
It is very lonely. But when you're getting Chinese food from Safeway and you're just sitting there eating it, it's a lonely existence no matter what.
That is lonely.
No, there's quite a few seats at the Friesen Brothers.
Okay.
It feels restaurant-y.
So you mean to tell me you can go out for brunch to Friesen Brothers, but you can't go out for Chinese food at Safeway?
100%.
Well, it's like, say, if you're going to get a frozen Delicio, it's like, I'm going for Italian. Like, you can't...
Is that takeout pizza? Is it Delicio?
Take home pizza versus take out pizza.
Okay, so it's got to be cooked.
Friesen's also has a great pizza if you want one.
You can get a pizza cooked right there and eat it there.
Yep.
But you can't say you're going for pizza.
I would have a harder time saying I'm going to Friesen's for pizza, but you technically are.
Okay.
Hmm.
So you can only go to brunch. Only go to Friesen's for brunch.
Well, brunch is vague enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Someone texting, is IKEA, that's a restaurant.
Yeah, are you going for meatballs? Are you going out for dinner if you go to IKEA?
Oh, you go out for dinner.
That's going out for dinner?
Yeah.
Where strange. Do you guys want to go for dinner? And somebody can say IKEA and you got to take that seriously?
Why wouldn't you?
It's really good.
It is. And it's a good price. Save where you can these days. Could you say going for lunch, go get a hot dog at Costco?
Yeah.
Yes. They do have seats.
Yeah. Is that going for lunch? No, that's going to Costco.
That's not going
for
lunch?
No, you're not going for lunch to get a hot dog at Costco. Even if you only go in to get the hot dog, that's not going for lunch. That's going to Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hmm.
Anyway, new Friesen Brothers is now open. Let's talk Oilers if you could.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
I mean, good point here. If you're going for pizza in a grocery store, you can go to the Italian Center. Is that going for pizza?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, good pizza there, though.
That's not a pizza place.
But they make some of the...
going to get Chinese at Safeway isn't saying... If you can't say I'm going to get Chinese food, then you can't say any of that stuff.
But they're an Italian, like, store slash restaurant.
But it's not cooked.
You could say you're going to TNT Market...
For Chinese food?
I think so.
That's for Chinese groceries. That would be for Asian groceries.
They usually have some
awesome
fast foody
food
stuff
there.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They have, like, even, like, duck and sausage.
And the pork.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ah, but that's real Asian food.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
North
legit.
America, the Safeway stuff with the more glow-in-the-dark that sweet and sour sauce is, the better it is.
I can't argue that much. Oilers lost Friday. They lost Saturday. Coyotes beat the Oilers 3-2 on Friday.
My goal is to get sweet and sour sauce that would show up in an X-ray.
There you go.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Vancouver beat the Oilers 3-1 Saturday night. They're playing their final home game of the year tonight. It is at 7:30.
I want to hear that sweet and sour sauce humming when I get my ear close to it. That's how bright and red it's got to be.
San Jose Sharks.
It's got to look like nuclear waste.
Three games just remain in the season. Now I want sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, I know.
Yum. Or that weird lemon sauce.
Yeah, that's not bad either.
Kind of tastes like cleaner, kind of doesn't.
Yuck.
I like that stuff.
Robbie's Oilers playoff song makes its debut on Friday.
Yep, we'll play it. We'll play it in full on Friday.
There's a video that will accompany that, whether it's on the day of or as we get set for the playoffs. Can we assume that the Oilers' first playoff game might be as early as Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday, I think. I think the NHL playoffs officially start on the Saturday.
Wow.
Right, the 20th?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that means we debuted the song on Friday, and the Robbie's playoff stress wall makes its appearance starting Monday.
Is it going to be done?
I haven't even started it
yet. You might want to start
it. It's all up here, Dylan.
No, you don't have
done
to.
Once I hand in my taxes.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, those are the three things you need to know.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
What do you make of this?
Okay.
So I'm meeting somebody later on this morning to talk about doing a stand-up comedy fundraiser, right? And we're going to meet for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know what area of town you're in, so you just pick the place. And I'll be there. Like, well, I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but I have a favorite little coffee place. I said, oh, okay, sounds cool.
Okay.
It's a Tim Hortons.
Oh.
Can a favorite little coffee place be a Tim Hortons?
Absolutely.
It can.
And they're not much of a coffee drinker, so for sure.
It's a Tim Hortons. I have a favorite little coffee place not far from here.
Hmm.
It's a Tim Hortons?
I walked into one over the weekend at Tim Hortons.
Yep.
And it was in St. Albert.
Yep.
And that was exactly what crossed my mind, honestly. When I walked in, I was like, this is a cozy little coffee place.
A cozy little coffee place? Tim Hortons can be a cozy little coffee place?
I would not say that. 97% of the time.
Okay.
When walking into a Tim Hortons.
Right.
But for some reason, this one was.
It was a cozy coffee place.
It was a cozy little coffee place.
Because if somebody tells me they've got a favorite little coffee place, I don't think of like a Starbucks. I don't think of a second cup. I think of like a little, you know, mom and pop coffee shop that you go into that's like a hidden gem in the city and you like to go to. And they've got really like high-end coffees or something like that.
Yeah,
that to
lots
me is a cozy little coffee place. A Tim Hortons being a... I've got my favorite little coffee place in the neighborhood.
It's so wild.
I said, okay, where is it? It's a Tim Hortons on Saturday. What?
Honestly.
Really?
Before this weekend, I would have 100% agreed.
That counts
you.
As my favorite little coffee place?
Yeah.
Is a Tim Hortons?
It can
it's anything
be.
But little.
This the one that I went to is very tiny.
Yeah, they're not all the same.
I could see it.
Okay.
Is it one that's in a gas station? You don't know. It could be very little.
I don't know where it is.
Because those little ones in the gas stations are just tiny.
So you can meet somebody for coffee at a Tim Hortons in a gas station?
I wouldn't.
This is like going to for Friesen Brothers for brunch, or going to the Italian Center for pizza, going to Safeway for Chinese food. It's, you know, we're in a real land of not sure here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, who's this, Robbie?
We've got Glenn.
Okay, and this is for sidewalk sale?
Yes.
All right, let's hit the sidewalk sale music then. Here we go.
Let's go! Sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale, sidewalk sale.
Sidewalk sale is Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. through 4 p.m. at Midway Music Hall. So last year it was in our parking lot on Gateway. Mm-hmm. I keep saying Midway Music Hall's on Gateway. It's on Calgary Trail, right?
Right, yeah.
Right. It's pretty close to us.
Yeah. So we're going bigger this year. And if you want tables, you let us know. So Glenn, it's Glenn?
G-L-Y-N.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how are you?
You want a table?
Yes, please. Well, my mom would like to.
Now, you're not selling any drugs, are you?
I hope not.
We don't want to be selling any drugs, Dylan, that will get shut down, I bet.
Probably don't want to do that.
Okay. What are you selling?
I think she's finally getting rid of all her knickknacks that we've been trying to tell her to get rid of.
Knickknacks.
That's what I'm wondering.
Like what? Any loons?
She has, like, a bunch of collector, like, plates and spoons.
I love collector plates.
From like around the world, they've traveled so much.
My aunt Edith used to collect all those spoons and smoke, Dylan. So much cigarette smoke. It was incredible.
That's the one you had to change the
change the ashtray every hour. She'd just call, Robert, ashtray needs training. Bright red lipstick on every cigarette butt. It was amazing how much she smoked and collected spoons from around the world. She would hang them on the wall on these little spoon holders.
You see those from time to time.
Yeah. Very proud of the spoons from around the world that she has.
It's not my thing, but I know people like it.
Is there still a market for collecting spoons from around the world?
I hope so.
Yeah, there'll be people.
Okay, so you just want to get rid of your mom's crap?
Yes.
All right. How old is your mom?
60.
You don't know how old your mom is?
I do.
No, you don't, actually.
67.
There you go.
I don't know if I believe it. That sounded like a panic. That sounded like a panic 67. You're getting rid of your mom's stuff at 67?
Yeah.
Just knickknacks.
My parents are in their 80s, and
too much stuff in their house.
It's too much stuff. Okay, so you're getting rid of all sorts of mom's knickknacks.
Yeah.
Are you throwing anything into that as well, or just mom's stuff?
Just hers.
Are you going to be there?
I think so. I think I would get roped into it.
Do we have the type of crowd that wants collectible spoons and plates?
Well, yeah.
We do?
Yes, okay. Yes. I just want to make sure you're not just like throwing this on your mom and she knows about
it. Poor mom.
No, she asked me to text you guys because she didn't know her text.
Okay, so she wants a table, you want a table, you and mom together are getting rid of her stuff.
Well, you had me at knickknacks.
No, Robbie loves a good
knickknacks at garage sales.
Knick-knacks.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You want a garage sale to have the things that you think nobody wants because there's always someone that does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been meaning to have a garage sale for years. She just never got around to it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she doesn't have to organize it is kind of nice.
Robbie, is she getting a table at the sidewalk sale?
Let's give her a table.
You got a table for your mom's knickknacks.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So you're really getting rid of your mom's stuff early. 67's young to get rid of all their stuff. I was in my parents' house a couple weekends ago. I got to get cracking.
A lot of things to get rid of.
They've got a lot of stuff in that little place.
The better, though, right? Like, why would you want to deal with it later?
I know. Trust me. I'll get it done as soon as I file my taxes, Dylan.
Oh, boy.
I'll start to work on that. Okay. You've got a table at the sidewalk sale. We've got plenty, right? $25 if you're selling stuff from around your house, $50 if you're a business, right?
Yep.
We're going to be a little selective on who gets in and all of that, and we want to make sure people are getting rid of some good stuff. We believe we're going to have a meeting on some of the details after the show here this morning, but we believe that Goodwill will probably do it again. They'll bring a truck at the end of the day, and anything that you don't want to lug back home, they'll gladly take for donations.
Yeah, hopefully. So that'd be nice.
Make it easy.
Awesome.
Okay, you've got a table at the sidewalk sale.
Thank you, guys.
I'm thinking more and more, Dylan, about this box idea. Everybody likes surprise unboxing, right? Mm-hmm. Just boxes, and I just put random stuff in there, and you pay a flat rate, and you get what you get.
It's the best idea you've had.
I've got a really nice flat-screen TV that doesn't work anymore that could go in one of those boxes.
Don't just give away crap.
But what if you're handy and you can fix it?
No,
I don't know about
could
that.
Could be a cheap fix,
right?
Yep.
I don't know. LED bulb or something?
No, no one wants to fix a
Take
TV.
Take the back off. Look at what's loose. And
how much are you
up.
Selling it for?
It'll be in one of the mystery boxes.
How much is the mystery box going for?
$500 a box.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Speaking we'll go by the size of the box. Yes, what?
Scams.
That's a
what
real
is
good scam.
Robbie's? Robbie's.
What?
Oh, my God. I did it.
My son, Riley?
Oh, you guys.
This guy's scam that he has, my son, yes. He's got something going on. He's cooking something for some summer employment.
Right. You've been talking about
Do
this.
Do you want to hear what this is?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just got to find it here. Give me 1 second. So his friend Vaughn, right? Good old Vaughn. I've known him like they've been friends since like elementary school, right?
Such a posh name.
My friend his friend Vaughn says made a post on what I'm guessing is Facebook. It said, "Hey, St. Albert, I am a soon to be McEwen student, and I've been doing lawn maintenance for the past 4 years. Now that the weather is finally getting better, it's almost time to get that mower out. I offer power raking to get your lawn ready, mowing and weed whacking. PM me for a quick and reliable lawn care this season."
Nice.
Scroll down the comments. The top comment from Riley Patrick, my son. "I had his work done for me last year. Top quality service and amazing customer service. If you want your lawn done right, go to Mr. LaRoe."
There you go. Oh,
so he's now cute. Commenting and reviewing his
that's
friend's service.
Aww.
They didn't come anywhere near my yard last year.
Are you sure?
I asked him to do it, and he didn't come.
Are you positive?
Yeah, well, I didn't pay him.
Uh-oh.
But
oh.
Riley's giving reviews of his friend's
wow.
lawn maintenance service.
Oh, no.
What a little racket they've got going on, huh?
You should ask him about this. I'm curious what Riley would say. Little
I
liar.
Had his work done last year. Top quality and amazing customer service.
Why don't you
service.
Comment and say on what house, Riley?
Yeah,
you live
funny.
In my basement.
Because his picture is him. He's the same age as Vaughn.
It's so good.
Thank you, so Mr. Good. Vaughn.
Aw,
God.
That's why you can't trust reviews
That's
online.
True. All right, so you can sell your own knickknacks. You can sell your own whatever. If you've decluttered or you're getting ready to declutter, that's what the sidewalk sale is all about on Saturday, May 11th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Midway Music Hall on Calgary Trail. Cool?
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.